Let's bring in Jim Ryan this morning. Checking on stocks. It was a wild ride yesterday for the markets, and it's kind of like a bouncing ball, isn't it, Jim?
Well, let's hope so, at least, because it bounced down yesterday. I mean, they talk about a roller coaster. It went down without going up yesterday. But if we look at the futures today, things may be looking toward at least a partial rebound, Susan. The Dow futures are up about 100 points. The S&P and NASDAQ futures are both up nearly 0.5%. So we may see something of a rebound. What's more, Japan, which was kind of the harbinger of what happened yesterday on Wall Street, it closed down 12% Sunday into Monday. Well, last night, Monday into Tuesday, it closed up 10%. So things may be looking up today.
That's the hope. Futures pointing up right now, but you just never know what happens. I mean, these markets kind of so crazy, you could lose another 3% or totally erase yesterday's losses.
Right.
You never seem to know on a day-to-day basis.
No, it's that's part of the issue here, the unpredictability of it all. And it certainly has added to the uncertainty and worry for people who have money in the market, whose retirement accounts are tied up in what happens with stocks. That's, I heard the great quote yesterday from Mark Zandi, who's the chief economist at Bloomberg Analytics, and he says, listen, instead of looking at your portfolio, looking at your retirement account, go ahead and just read a book. Do something else. Moody's Analytics is where he is.
It's a good point. All right, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan, following the markets for us this morning.